You are listening to Omnitalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Headline one comes to us from Chain Store Age. Walmart has made a significant move in its product offerings by selling the MacBook Air laptop model with the M1 chip on Walmart.com for the first time ever. The MacBook Air with the M1 chip is priced at $699 and is now available online, with plans to make it available in select Walmart stores soon. Julie Barber, Executive VP of Merchandising at Walmart U.S., highlighted Walmart's mission to provide customers with quality products at affordable prices. She expressed Walmart's excitement to collaborate with Apple and bring premium brands like the MacBook Air to its shelves, both physical and virtual. This expansion of Walmart's product offering comes amid its efforts to reach beyond its traditional customer base. While Walmart has experienced growth in grocery and general merchandise sales, particularly among higher-income households, it has also been diversifying its offerings in various categories. In addition to selling the MacBook Air, Walmart recently announced its agreement to acquire Vizio, a smart TV maker and streaming platform provider, for approximately $2.3 billion. This acquisition aims to enable Walmart to offer new connected TV options and streaming content to consumers while creating opportunities for advertising partners through Vizio's SmartCast operating system. Headline 2 comes to us from the Huffington Post. A growing union campaign within REI, the popular cooperative known for its environmental advocacy, has put its progressive image on trial. Disaffected employees, organized through the retail, wholesale, and department store union, are pushing for improvements in their working conditions and wages, challenging REI's commitment to its values. The union campaign has gained momentum, with 9 stores and counting successfully unionizing, including locations in California, North Carolina, New York, and Minnesota. However, despite these victories, none of the unionized stores have secured a contract more than 2 years after the initial organizing efforts. Employees at these unionized stores accuse REI of engaging in anti-union tactics, including threats against pro-union workers, firing union supporters, and bargaining in bad faith. The company has denied these allegations and insists that it is committed to good faith bargaining with the unionized stores. The unionization efforts have highlighted issues such as inconsistent scheduling, low wages, and lack of transparency in pay raises. Workers argue that these issues contradict REI's progressive image as a cooperative that values its employees. The union members have been exploring various strategies to pressure REI into settling contracts, including temporary strikes and potential boycotts. They draw inspiration from recent successes in other companies, such as Starbucks, which reached agreements with its unionized stores after facing similar challenges. Ultimately, the union campaign within REI aims to hold the company accountable to its stated commitments and values. Workers believe that REI should set a higher standard for retail work and ensure that its practices align with its progressive image. Headline 3 comes to us from Glossy. Ulta Beauty, in collaboration with the Packaging Waste Solutions nonprofit PACT Collective, has expanded its beauty drop-off program to all of its more than 1,350 U.S. stores. The initiative aims to address the environmental impact of beauty product packaging, which often ends up in landfills. The beauty drop-off program allows customers to deposit their empty beauty product packaging in collection bins located in Ulta stores. These items are then processed by PACT Collective through various methods, including upcycling, downcycling, molecular recycling, and waste-to-energy conversion. The expansion of the program is accompanied by educational materials to inform customers about the environmental impact of their disposal choices. Ulta Beauty's Conscious Beauty program, which mandates adherence to clean ingredients, cruelty-free practices, vegan products, sustainable packaging, or making a positive impact, includes around half of the brands featured in its assortment. Since its inception, the Conscious Beauty program has seen a 14% increase in certifications annually. The company aims to make 50% of its assortment recyclable, refillable, or made from recycled or biosourced materials by 2025.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by Omnitalk. Be careful out there.